Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Let's go straight to our conversation. We continue off where we left off with Peter Louis Myburgh. Last week, you remember, we were talking about that expose that all of us got to see on camera. And he did promise that they were going to be releasing more information on this particular story. Investigative journalist at Daily Maverick, Peter Louis Myburgh, on the line with us. A very good evening and thank you so much for joining us again today.
Hi, Pamela. I'm looking forward to unpacking these issues. It's been a very interesting couple of days.
Development, absolutely. So obviously now you've been able to come up with the name of the business person behind the IDC CEO's, I suppose, winnings, should we say?
A little boon, a bonus.
Yes.
Yes. So today we did detail that Mr. Collins Mashawana from the Colin Mashawana Foundation is at the center of this very suspicious-looking waterfall property that's being constructed for Ms. Malaka in Gauteng.
So let's talk a little bit about how you are able to connect the loop. So this foundation was given, was it a tender?
It's a contract, yeah. Look, so the IDT went and they get a ton of money from the Department of Public Works, right? So the Department of Public Works effectively outsources some of its EPWP work to the IDT, and then the IDT goes and outsources it to independent non-profit companies, including one called the Colin Mashawana Foundation. And this is what makes it so troubling, so concerning, is that at that very exact moment when the IDT was still considering these bids from, you know, hundreds of non-profit entities, the business person, Colin Mashawana, made that transfer towards a service provider working on Ms. Malaka's property. And then right after that, the Colin Mashawana Foundation goes and gets the biggest, out of more than 400 nonprofit entities, the single biggest allocation, despite the fact that they had never done any EPWP work, not on that scale at least, before, which makes it very troubling. And then later, there's more funds that goes towards the property after the IDT had paid the Colin Mashawana Foundation. And while there were problems that the EPWP workers were experiencing in not getting their salaries from the foundation.
So how much do we know how much they were given?
They're supposed to earn about 1,700 rand a month. And look, the data I've reviewed so far, it's a little bit all over the place. In some instances, in the Free State, for instance, they worked in August. They started and worked for 11 days. It started a bit late. They were supposed to earn 1,300 rand that month. And I've seen multiple bank statements proving that they only got 360 rand. So you're looking at small fractions of what was actually due to them. And I must really kind of like, you know, a lot of our work is frequently involves data and tenders and so on. And, you know, this story really has a very disturbing human element to it, because, you know, I went out and spoke to the people and met them in Limpopo and in the Free State, and you kind of to hear their, you know, disappointment and dismay and frustration and anger in putting in that work, you know, and it's such a small salary already, and then they only get this tiny fraction of it. It's just absolutely beyond the pale.
Peter, let me just ask you this. Is there an oversight mechanism that the IDT would have over these NPOs that are supposed to be paying over money to these EPWP workers?
Well, so that begs the question, what was happening internally at the IDT to ensure that the workers got their money? The answer has to be yes, absolutely. The IDT, the Colin Mashawana Foundation becomes a contracted party to the IDT, and it has to fulfill its mandate in terms of that contract. So what I have been able to review, for instance, among the, you know, tons of documents that I have in my possession are payment sheets that the Colin Mashawana Foundation submitted to the IDT, and on the basis of which the IDT paid out money to the foundation. And what makes it really disturbing, going back to that August payments I mentioned earlier, is that the IDT paid the Colin Mashawana Foundation a couple of million rand for these collective salaries in the Free State based on payment sheets that said, yes, we are paying them 1,300 rand. But then the bank statements of these individual workers proves that there's only 360 rand in it.
Got you. So there really isn't, if you really wanted to, even if you were looking, there are payment sheets that state that they were paid. But in actual fact, people were not paid that amount.
Yeah, and the IDT should really be pressed for an answer in terms of what were they doing to ensure that these organizations actually pay the workers once the IDT pays these funds over to the NGOs.
And so you obviously reached out both to the Colin Mashawana's Foundation as well as to the CEO again. And what was the response?
So the CEO, Malaka, for instance, she did not get back to us whatsoever. We sent very detailed questions. And as you would have seen, you know, it's a very elaborate piece of, you know, investigative work. So there are a lot of factual issues in it. And we checked them with all of them. For instance, we provided Mr. Mashawana with 19 detailed questions in terms of his dealings on that Waterfall property. Remember, he didn't only make those two payments towards the property. He had a direct involvement in running it. We have WhatsApp conversations where he's scheduling the delivery of cement, for instance, in January this year. He wasn't just a minor sort of benefactor. He played a very real role in managing that property. And we wanted to get details as to, you know, there's a conflict of interest issue here if you have those kind of dealings with the CEO of an entity from which you've just gotten a big contract. And, you know, he's not responded in any detail to any of those queries. They only released a very broad rebuttal or denial of any wrongdoing. And then today, as you might have seen, the foundation itself then also released a lengthier statement, essentially rebutting our investigation, but not going into any of the material facts that we put on the table.
Any more that's going to be coming up from this investigation?
Sure, I'm tired, but we are at the start of what I think is going to be a very long series of reporting on this issue. So absolutely, yes. And next, we're going to delve into some more documentation regarding the release of funds from the IDT. And it's, I think it's going to really cast a shadow over the IDT in terms of its oversight mechanisms and how it pays out money to these entities.
So are you saying over and above this one, there is another branch perhaps into its own other dealings with other NPOs or other companies?
Look, that might very well happen in the future. But for now, we are looking at the Colin Mashawana Foundation for now. And there's a lot more work coming just on that. But I've had a very cursory look at some of the other NGOs. Yeah. And I think many of them are bona fide legitimate entities doing good work. But I do suspect also that there are other instances of, you know, nefarious entities getting these payments and not paying people.
Appreciate you giving us your time again this evening. Investigative journalist at the Daily Maverick, Peter Lou Mayberg, as he continues to do that investigation into the IDP's dealings with various organizations, as he says. They're going to continue the investigation into this particular relationship that they have with the Colin Mashawana Foundation. And, you know, more obviously may come out of that. But I mean, quite concerning is the EPW workers contract that they had, where the Daily Maverick is saying, well, people on the ground are saying that they didn't get their salaries, even though they are, you know, sort of what would be like a paper trail that states that people were paid, but people on the ground saying that they didn't. And that is very, very concerning. So we'll obviously keep keeping tabs with Peter Louis Merberg as he continues his investigation into this matter.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.